This is Apollo Control Houston at 110 hours, 58 minutes into the mission. We've had loss of signal with the spacecraft Casper, as Casper is passing now around the backside of the moon on its 19th revolution. As we reported earlier, our command module pilot Ken Mattingly appears to be sleeping, dozing off to sleep shortly after he was given the go-ahead to start his rest period. Meanwhile, in the Mission Control Center, the flight control team is studying the various options for the lunar surface activity ahead and lunar orbit operations, and we would expect at least the first cut on a flight plan update before the end of this shift. We now show 4 hours and 54 minutes of time remaining before the crew aboard Orion, before John Young and Charles Duke get their wake-up call. We're at 110 hours, 59 minutes into the flight, and this is Apollo Control, Houston.